This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome along to the podcast. No, I'm not going to say that because we're looking forward to that later in the week. Hanson, we'll talk about that later, I think, tomorrow when we get closer to it.
Okay.
Because you're starting to freak out already. You're making me nervous as hell.
You're nervous, Alan.
No.
Try meeting your, like, childhood crush.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm going to be like an officer that I have to step in and make sure you behave yourself. You're going to get locked up again.
I did some weird things growing up.
You did some weird things on the phone with them last time.
I know. And I have to, like, this is the thing, right?
And it was, like, early days of our show as well. And so I was like, is she like this with anyone that has any name value? And then it was like, no, it's Hanson and Katie Noonan are the two that she loses
Noonan.
Her sh- over.
Okay, this is the thing, right? We are both just normal, right? So I feel like...
Well, who's we? Me and you?
Yeah, no, you're, I'm lumping us together,
you're insane. I'm like...
But then it's like
normal.
Any normal person has that one person that, like, you know, triggers something in them where they're like... has a core memory or they're just huge fans.
I think I have,
like,
that with my I haven't met my dad again, but.
Oh, okay. Well.
So real. Sorry.
This maybe we'll get him on the show on
Friday. Oh man. Good luck.
Oh.
Good luck.
Jeez. I don't know how to handle this conversation.
This is good, but you're mellowing out at least now.
Yeah. It's taking my mind off Hanson.
So when Hanson
sure.
are in studio and
we'll
all...
just get your dad in the background.
No,
so I'm
I'll
more
just
worried
bring
about
him up.
That.
So they'll be all like, you'll be freaking out going, oh my God, it's Hanson. And I'll just be like, just remember Carly, my dad. And then you'll be like, oh, and they'll be like, oh, what's about the dad? I'm like, don't,
you know what?
I'm like, not your
Alan,
business, Hanson.
I'm going to say something very selfish here.
Yep. You don't care about my dad.
I do. And obviously
that's one of us.
I was going to say, I don't know. I don't know if that could stand in the way of my fandom for Hanson.
Okay. Fandom for Hanson.
Yeah.
That's a good.
No, but I
rhyme.
Am. Look, this is the thing, right? We have to be professionals because we're professional.
I'm
going to
be professional because I only know one of their songs. And it's not Mbop.
What? Where's the Love?
Where's the Love? Great song.
Great song.
Where's the Love? Yeah, it's a great song.
Not enough.
We've got a blank look from Scott. Hey, let's get into your Alpha Bucks letter. It's A for Alpha, ironically, for Alpha Bucks. Let's go. Name me, starting with the letter A. A constellation. Come on, mate. There's like 40,000 of these.
Like starts. Aries.
There you go.
Sorry, I was thinking of like something real, like not star signs. Like I was thinking of like, oh God, like Andromeda or
and
something.
And that's why
crazy.
I gave that one because I thought it would throw people. So
yes.
Hopefully you can say Aries. Your eyes
I forget
are only
that
on...
star signs actually have something to do with the stars.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought it was all just personality based.
Well, yeah. No, you know me and me, my believing in that. And speaking of stars, Hanson on the show on Friday. So...
Oh my God, I can't wait.
It's only, what's that? So today's Tuesday. So that's 1, 2, 3. That's like 3 sleeps for most people. For Carly, it's only going to be 1.
I was going to say, I'm barely going to sleep.
Yep.
No, I'm going to be cool. You know what? I'm going to get it all out of my system.
You need to wear a leather jacket.
Actually...
Trying to be cool.
I was thinking, what am I going to wear? Because it will be my first
impression.
You look
impression. Like Sandy D at the end of Grease.
No, you know what? Can
tell
we,
me about
can,
it.
Can I?
Stud.
I'm just going to walk this out. Can I have one break every day this week to get all the Hanson weirdness out?
On air? Absolutely
on
not.
Air.
No.
And then I can just be a total freak. And then when it comes to Friday,
they
I've
might
got all
catch
the...
wind of that before.
No, they won't.
They might, and then they won't come in because they'll be terrified. And also,
I don't want to scare
like,
the guys.
The
no, I'm just going to be cool. You know what? I'm just going to act. You know what? Maybe I'll play it too cool.
Yeah, like, be as cool
like,
as hell.
I'll be like, yeah, hi, nice to.
Don't even. This is when they walk in. I'm going to be like, so which one of you are Taylor? Like, I don't even
no,
care.
No, don't be rude. That's rude.
I'll
we
be like,
all
whatever.
Know. We all know Taylor is the most popular.
I'll be like, all right, Blanson. Let's do this interview, Blanson.
No. We're not doing
I'll
that.
I'll be so cool. I'll be like, I liked your song. I liked your album, Nevermind. Let's do this interview,
they had
I guess.
A great Christmas album. Actually, that reminds me. I'm going to start listening to that.
You don't. Actually, fun fact. Enjoy the podcast.
And I feel like we are living in a recycled world at the moment because I feel
so
like, especially with like...
Is it because of Nelly Furtado playing? Because that's not very nice, but also yes.
Yes, I feel like, you know, us peak 90s kids are seeing this like resurgence in everything that we love. So we're seeing a lot of reboots happening. We're seeing like people taking to social media to kind of share their, I guess, memories.
As someone, and you as well, behind the scenes, if we want a post to do well, we know where to lean. And we know that if we go, hey guys, who remembers these? And we put up pods, or we put up like some random thing from the past, people are going to go,
crazy.
Oh my God, I had that when I was a kid.
But I will say this, as much as it is a little cheesy, nostalgia it's a great feeling. It just hits something inside you. It like unlocks a memory, a time, a place. And it is a good feeling when you get a good bit of nostalgia. I love
it. I hate to admit it, but you're right. But I hate it.
Well, now the science is actually backing that up. And it's they've basically done a bit of a study into this. And they've found that authentically feeling nostalgic has actually good feelings on your well-being. So basically what they've found is that you actually feel an increase in your personal well-being that can be brought on by nostalgic feelings. So you know how you feel nostalgic and you're like, oh, I remember that. It's always, for me, a positive feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The science is now backing it up that it boosts like endorphins within you to actually feel nostalgic. So they're saying, you know, sometimes maybe if you're not feeling the best, maybe re-listen to an album you might have loved.
Okay, so that's a good idea.
Yeah. And you know what? I did this the other day with Alanis Morissette. So I watched a doco on her and I was like, oh my God, she had some great hits. Like I forgot how much I loved Alanis. I went through a real Alanis period. And even,
me too, actually, but isn't that ironic?
Just putting the album on, well, going to Spotify and hitting play.
That's an album. Same thing.
Some things are going to change. But I just felt like I was transported to a different place. Like it hits different to say listening to the new Taylor Swift song, which is great in itself, but it's definitely a different feeling, right?
Yeah, I 100% agree. Like, there's a reason why I'm still listening to Limp Bizkit in 2022. There's some bands and that just take you back to your youth or take you back to just, a cooler time, a less pressured time, you know, let's be honest. We don't have mortgages and kids and all
God.
That sort of stuff.
Trust you to take a feel good story.
But seriously.
I know what you're saying.
It takes you back to a place where you're like, you know, where life was pretty easy and pretty chilled. And the biggest thing you had was, how do I squeeze in all these bands at a set? Like, you know, like it was literally like that was your biggest problem.
Yeah, and I think it's also like going back to a place as well, like being, like you said, being transported to a simpler time. And I think especially for me, it's like when I was in my teens, I think that's for me, you want to revisit nostalgia. Mm-hmm. And it's when you're a genuine fan of things and it shapes your world, I think. Like even the fact that I have not bought a Hanson album in, I can't even think of how many years.
Yep.
And I'm going to see them this weekend. And that is fulfilling a 15-year-old me's dream.
Yep.
And I literally am. I know the whole time I'm going to feel nostalgic and I'm just going to be so excited.
Absolutely. That's going to be great. And also, I had that guy, remember a few weeks back, that was coming to hang things in my house and he saw my Biker Mice toys that I've just got there still for some random reason in the box. He lost his mind. He was just like, oh man, remember these? I'm like, yeah, man, I've got them. He's like,
essentially, what we're saying is don't worry about your future, just live in the past.
Yeah, redo movies. Don't listen to new music. Don't listen to news with Alan and Carly. Just listen to the old stuff on the listener app. Nailed it. And isn't that ironic? It's like red. That's a you, Carly.
Oh, geez, that feels good.
Yeah, not going to listen to her new stuff. Keep on moving. Tick to the track, TikTok taught me. Gotta keep on moving. This is where TikTok, we get the learnings from TikTok, right?
Yeah, I love TikTok. I am so not shy about my love for TikTok. I feel like it's made my life better. And whilst I have scrolled for endless hours wasting time, I feel like every now and then I come across a gem and I'm like, oh, this is a game changer.
I like it when you learn something medical or something and then we bring it up with an expert and they're like, no. They're my favourite moments. But this one, not as bad?
This one, I don't think it's a health hazard.
Okay, that's good. That's a good start.
But this is getting a lot of traction on TikTok at the moment. And it's a thing called the red nail theory. So it originated on TikTok. So basically this girl just kind of, it was quite organic. She said she started to notice that whenever she painted her nails bright red, she just would get asked out on more dates and seemed to just be more attractive to the opposite sex. So this kind of started gaining a bit of traction on TikTok and other girls started jumping on the bandwagon and trying it. And now it seems like the red nail theory is trending around TikTok because so many girls are saying that they've had so much success from painting the nails red, and guys as well, and being able to pull whoever they want to pull. So I think this is interesting. Now, a psychologist has jumped on board.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I feel like there's a couple of theories.
Yeah, so one of her theories, which doesn't really sit well with me, is apparently that was the most popular nail colour when we were growing up. So apparently
don't make this about mum issues or something. Are you going to go there?
Yeah, no. I'm going there. So psychologists are saying that it could be the fact that this is kind of triggering something in men that's reminding
maternal.
Them of their mum. I know. Sorry. But, I mean, obviously I'm not on the market, but I would love if anyone out there has tried this or, you know, I'd love to hear some feedback on it. But according to TikTok, women and men are having huge success from painting the nails red.
I think it's from confidence.
If you're
wearing a red, if you feel sexy, if you feel you look sexy, then you feel sexy, then all of a sudden you're more open to possibilities,
Red is a sexy colour, isn't it?
It kind of is, right?
And what about the bulls? You know, they attract them with red.
The what?
The bulls.
Whatever you're attracting, mate.
What? The bulls.
The bulls.
No, I'm saying bulls.
You're saying bulls?
You're
saying bulls.
I'm saying bulls, like the animal. Like, you know what they do when they have the flag, the red cape?
I don't know what you're doing with Russell, all right? I'm just trying to put a professional radio show to air every day, Carly, and you've gone too far.
If you want to attract the bulls, then you know what to do.
Yep.
Get the red out.
That's it. Test it.
I know what you're doing now.
I know exactly what I'm doing now. And who doesn't want to be happy, Carly?
Oh, I think we're all chasing that feeling, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where science now needs to come into it to figure out exactly what it is that makes us happy. And some research has been done. And there are four criteria, it turns out, that you can tick that will make you happy.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear them, Carly?
Sorry, but first of all, we have to talk about who's behind this study because I find this so bizarre.
Okay.
So NAB Bank.
Yep.
Is behind.
Well, when I think of happiness, I always think of banks. never in my life. And especially when the interest rate goes up again today, I definitely won't be having happy thoughts towards the bank.
But yeah, they have actually surveyed a lot of Aussies and found the biggest factors of happiness. I find this so bizarre.
All right. Well, let's go through them and we'll just tick them off as we go, okay? And see, make sure that you're happy. So first one, having a pet.
I mean, obviously, tick, tick, tick.
Bing. Owning a house. Well, no.
I mean, we're trying. I'm trying.
I mean, the bank technically owns my house, but I have a mortgage, but I guess I have my own place. So I'll take it. It's a half tick. Being over 65.
I mean, if you made it, yeah.
So that's a no for us. And then, and the last one, living in Queensland.
See, this is why I wanted to mention who's behind the study. Because I'm like, are they just like trying to hand out more home loans in Queensland?
Was it NAB, like, not Bank of Queensland? Like, who did this study?
I don't know. And, you know, I've lived in Queensland. It's cool. But I prefer WA, to be honest.
I live in Queensland too, and it was not cool.
I mean,
I hated it.
I had to invest in a lot of 3B cream while I was there.
What's 3B cream?
Boobs, butt, balls.
What?
Chafing.
Why do you need?
Actually, people in Broome might know about 3B cream.
Why do you?
Living in the tropics.
Why do you need 3B cream? That's my part there.
I've got one of the bees. Okay. I've got two of the bees.
I thought you needed three of the bees. Okay. Halloween last night, Carly.
Yes.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something for the kids in the neighborhood. I saw a few different houses, had decorations out. I didn't go that far. Maybe next year. I've got an idea where I want to put like fake blood hands that I've seen as a decoration.
My God.
No, but you want to be a little scary, right? Like they're fake blood hands. Put them on the front window in the house. Then put a bit of Winston's cat food, like jelly meat, against the window. And then he'll be licking the window so it looks like he's kind of murdered someone.
Oh, that's...
Because he poses in that window anyway.
Freakishly brilliant.
It's kind of cool, right? So that's next year's plan. This year, nothing like that. However, I did buy a bunch of lollies and I didn't have to eat them all this year because kids actually can. Halloween is getting bigger and bigger, which is good to know. So I was like, I'm putting the effort in. I had a little bowl, put all the lollies in there. Went out there about 4:45 that I could see some kids kind of walking around. And I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to kind of hang out the front. And like when they come, I'll give them some lollies and stuff. Did that for about maybe like five families, you know. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm bored of this now.
Were the costumes good?
It's a hit and miss. Some of them were like cool. Some of them like, I mean, I don't want to judge them or anything. I just said they all look great. And that's what they want to hear. But they know. But, you know, like the kids were putting effort in there and kids are having a good time. My favorite early costume I saw was just a kid wearing like a big white sheet, you know, as a ghost.
Oh, I love that.
But then he had like an Easter egg bunny basket because obviously he didn't have a Halloween bucket.
Yes.
And I was just like, man.
That's a panicked mum.
No, but like multitasking, like that's it, you know, like don't throw it in the rubbish. You can use that all year long. I love it. So, yeah, gave lollies and stuff. But I got bored. So I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put the lollies on a chair at the front of my house. I put up a sign that said, please take one. And I went, done, job done, baby. And I went inside. Now, I don't know. You can hear them coming through, hear them how loud they are and whatnot. So I could, as I'm through the front door, through the hallway, I could hear them going like, oh, wow, look at the lollies. Oh, wow. Like, just take one, you know, and they're doing that. They'll go off. There was this one kid and he sounded a little older. I didn't want to judge, but he sounded older. And he just kind of goes, oh, the other house just had a sign that said free candy. So I took a big handful, but this sign says just take one. So I'm only going to take one.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of good. Good on you, mate. Good on you.
Got to set the ground rules.
Lollies lasted until about 6:30 and they're all gone. And I took my sign in and I called it. I did have one kid. So early when I first got out there, they said, where's your Halloween costume to me? And I was like, I'm giving you lollies, mate. Yeah. Like, what's up with the shade?
So last night in my community group, they were tracking the trick-or-treaters because there was a big group of kids and adults that had all got together.
A horde of them.
Yeah, so I was like ready for them to come, right? So I'm like, oh, I can see because they were saying, oh, they're on this street. They're making their way left.
Someone's
like,
tracking. This is terrifying.
Were, no, it was more to be prepared and have everything out for the kids. They were chanting as well, weren't they? And some people are like scary, like jump out of the bushes. And like, it was a real vibe.
Okay, that's fun.
Anyway, so I can see they're on my street. There are a couple of houses up, so I am prepared. I've got everything. I'm like, woohoo, like, let's do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I even put on, like, my scary mask to, like, be like, rah.
See, that's where I went wrong, yeah.
Anyway, all of a sudden, I'm like, I wait, like, half an hour. I'm like, why aren't the kids here? So then I refresh the page, and they're, like, three streets over, and I'm like, what happened? And then I go out the front and I realize that I forgot to unlock the front gate.
Aww.
So these poor kids were like, literally, I look like I am not a trick-or-treater.
Oh.
I am. I'm trick-or-treat friendly.
Did your house get
I
egged?
I put in the group. I said trick-or-treat friendly. No.
You didn't get egged?
No.
You sure?
I don't
I reckon
think
it happened
so.
About 4:30 this morning. I reckon you got egged.
Maybe I should just do what you do and like leave the lollies out.
That's what you do, mate. It's genius. Situation. You don't have to talk to anyone. You take that, take the lollies, just grab your bucket and go, that, we're done here. It's great. I recommend it. The Melbourne Cup Carnival is kicking off today, live and free on 10 and 10 Play. And joining us right now to give us a bit more of the inside goss is Rob Mills. Millsy, good morning.
Morning, guys. Hey, I should also point out, it's not just me. I'm the Uber driver today, driving Tara Rushton and my fiance Georgie Tunney.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
We're heading to the racetrack right now.
Oh, right now. Are we already on the champers?
Oh, mate, we're having an accident. Look at this. This is great. not having champers. We are very professional here at Channel 10.
I almost believe him.
We'll be having... Definitely having one a little bit later. There's plenty of marquees to dip our toe into.
Absolutely. Well, Melbourne Cup, it's officially back. It feels like in full force since obviously COVID has had a bit of an impact on it over the last few years. What's the vibe like? I imagine, like yourself, people are excited. They're almost getting into car crashes. They can't contain themselves.
Mate, there was 80,000 people here on Saturday at Derby Day for the three Group 1 races. And this looks like, I mean, the sun is shining. I expect to be around 80,000, possibly even 100,000 today. But I did check the weather. Tony, what did they say?
They said that by the actual running of the cup, it's probably going to be 11 degrees, possible hail, and it will feel like 8 degrees. So,
good.
All right.
We love that feels like 8. Yeah.
I got a feeling some shoes are staying on for this Melbourne Cup festivities.
And the boots and the gum boots as well.
Yeah, and the socks.
But right now, it is absolutely stunning. The vibe is great. Everyone is looking their absolute Sunday best.
Lots of colour, which is nice.
Yeah, lots of colour.
Well, that's it. Seeing that we're having a chat with both of you, we can get a bit of fashion for both. Men's fashion this year and women's fashion this year. What's the do's and don'ts?
One of my favourite things about this year, there is a best dressed and a best suited category this year, which I think is fantastic. So they've got rid of the male, best dressed male, best dressed female, and have gone with a best dressed and a best suited, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
I think it's all about colour, and it's called dopamine dressing, I've been told, by some fashion insiders who are not myself. So it's just about wearing something colourful that makes you smile. I think that's what we'll see today.
All right.
I love that we're getting like a two-for-one interview
this
here.
This is great.
This is like, talk about bang for your buck.
Tara, do you want to jump?
I'm taking my money back from the Uber driver. I'm still like white as a ghost in the back seat, guys.
Is that one of the colour themes this year?
Now, full disclosure, guys, I am not a fan of the Melbourne Cup. So what I might ask you about, Rob, is your book, because It seems to be so, like, grabbing so many headlines at the moment. Are you going to be maybe handing it out at a few tents, maybe doing some signings while you're there?
The response has been fantastic. I got a message from a 22-year-old diesel mechanic yesterday. He just said, "Hey, Millsy, I'm reading the book. I'm about halfway through. I'm absolutely loving it. It's speaking to all the things that I'm going through at the moment as a young man, and you've definitely answered a few questions." So if I can reach out to a few more, you know, diesel mechanics or young blokes who are, you know, feel like maybe they might be struggling trying to work out who they are in life. I'm really overwhelmed at the response. It's been fantastic so far.
Oh, nice.
That is awesome to hear. Before we let you go, your tip for today's race?
Oh, look, we're in the car. High emotion is for me.
Mine is Gold Trip, or also, I think it's Smoke and Romans, who's Jamie Carr, and I just love her. So I'd love to see another female jockey win the race.
There you go, guys.
All right, plenty of tips there. I went Solar Flare. Mine's already scratched. So you know what? We're all having a good time. Guys, have a good time. It sounds like it's already hectic.
gamble responsibly.
Yes, gamble responsibly. Thanks, guys. Rob Mills there. Catch the 2022 Melbourne Cup Carnival live and free on 10 and 10 Play.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.